of watercolors of yesteryear and blooming flowers of tomorrow. Humanity is like a garden, and humans are flowers that grow with knowledge. No one flower can make the other grow, but we can share and pass on good ideas amongst each other. All those good ideas combined form our body of knowledge. Only with real knowledge can we bloom in wisdom. A blooming garden is a higher power. To help humanity grow, free and mandatory education was invented. Our level of knowledge rose, and it rose high enough for us to want more. The original schools, in their zeal to process everyone, are attempting to confine the garden within its small walls. The schools are a simple and dumb machine, aimed to produce the same bunch of flowers. New, smart technology has emerged, and we are now able to listen to books and pick our own lectures. And we must do so, and as quickly as possible. Let us then choose a small and interesting adventure, and in the perfect sequence, and at just the right pace, begin our study of what we like, and not what somebody else wants us to like. The flowers need real knowledge to bloom. The real knowledge can only be gained and sustained by what we enjoy. Each flower leans towards a unique constellation of stars. There is nothing that can be standardized about real education. Standardized education can only destroy spirit and creativity. Exhaust us, spark by irreplaceable spark, and without ever lighting the flame. As soon as you feel that school is holding you back, read your own books, watch your own documentaries and lectures. Real education is your own education, one that you will care for and nurture with passion and joy throughout your entire existence. Personal note. It may feel silly at first when you finally take your first baby steps towards something you like, but that is just the beginning. They are always very little. The beautiful thing about it is that your first step will be quickly followed by your second one. For example, you may take two watercolors, and it will all come out a crooked doodle. But that does not mean that it's over, or that you are not a genius. It means you need to buy a $100 video projector. Take a selfie, project it on your watercolor paper, use a pencil to mark where colors go, and now you can paint anew. Oh, and by the way, to lower color saturation, mix it with the color opposite on the color wheel. Now, armed with two baby steps, ask your heart where to go next. Posters, murals, pixel art. And if you are unsure, then take a break and design and write a small art book about finding a good projector and selecting just the right paint so that you may deeply reflect on what moves you. Everything comes with a sweet and beautiful little road like this. We are all human, and what we achieve with our hearts. One of the reasons why many of the wonders that we admire today exist is because someone found a pleasant path to get there, a baby step at a time. Now, it might have taken them 10 years of baby steps to get there. But since it was what they loved, they didn't even think of it as a challenge. When we follow the path that enriches us, high achievement becomes indistinguishable from growing up. Later on in life, as we face new challenges, it will be our sweet little pursuits and lessons that will offer us the answers we need, and do so by subtle and beautiful analogy to the little problems that we solved in our happy pursuits of yesteryear.